Many of us are looking to cut spending on groceries and dining out. Getting better at cooking at home can help, but making sure nothing goes to waste is important. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about resourceful cooking and how to reimagine meals with leftover takeout are La Soupe Chief Culinary and Operations Officer Miranda Mask and Culinary Education Chef Instructor Lee Gorman. Thanks for being here, Miranda and Lee.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And Flavors of the Isle owner, Ebony Williams. Welcome, Ebony.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for being here. Miranda, when it comes to being resourceful with the ingredients you have on hand, or maybe reimagining the leftover takeout you've got in those little containers in the refrigerator into a new dish, what are your key tips for getting started, especially if you're a newbie in the kitchen? And you'll have to scoot a little bit closer to your microphone, okay. Probably.
I'd say that first and foremost, to look at quality. Just because it has an expiration date doesn't mean that it's past its prime and it's unuseful. So really knowing when it's still good to use and taking it further past than its government date, then that's going to be key for a lot of resourceful cooking.
Yeah. And what is the key to that? I had one person tell me years ago, use your nose, that if it smells okay, it's probably okay. Is that right?
It's a sight, nose, even kind of taste it, you'll know immediately.
So all those senses will tell you if it's not right. Lee, many of us have these leftover odds and ends of meals in our refrigerators. What's your number one rule when deciding how to make them into something delicious? Do you kind of look at what you assume is going to spoil first?
I think I look at sort of what goes together. And so I try to, I think it just depends. Like, are you talking about something that I have that's leftover that's already cooked, or something that I have that is raw? So if it's leftover already cooked, I love to sometimes throw those in a salad with a homemade dressing, and it can just really add some substance to a salad. If I have raw vegetables that, you know, maybe not enough to make a full meal out of, you know, those are excellent to roast with other vegetables that, you know, require the same amount of cooking time. Or sort of my go-to also is just turning all of those leftover vegetables into a stir fry. It's just a way to cut down on waste. And before you know it, you've created one or two extra meals on, you know, out of something that you typically maybe would have just thrown away.
Yeah. Ebony, what do you keep in mind in terms of what flavors really work well together? And I will confess, I do not have natural abilities to do this, as my husband will attest, after many years of me thinking this would be good, and it's just not. So what do you keep in mind when you're deciding what to put together?
Well, I keep in mind the five elements of taste. You have savory, you have sweet, you have salty, you have sour. So just think of it like a chili. You want salt and pepper, of course, because you have a little heat. You have some salt. Then you put some vinegar and some sugar to give it some balance. And then you want some aromatics like bay leaf or thyme or oregano. You know, you want to layer your flavors, and you can make anything robust with those five elements.
Mm. What do you think, Lee, in terms of when you're getting started as a newbie? You were talking about all those different things, what you look to put together first. What's an easy starting point if you're somebody like me who has no natural skills in this regard?
Well, I think, honestly, keeping it simple. And I say olive oil, salt and pepper. I have sort of a favorite seasoning, Herbamare, I like to use, which is a blend of different herbs, or one of Ebony's herb combinations would probably work great. But I say keep it simple, a little olive oil, salt and pepper. And it's amazing how good a roasted vegetable can be. When you roast, let's say like cauliflower, that's one of my favorites. It tastes very different raw. But when you roast it and you bring the sugars to the surface and it browns, it brings the sweetness to the surface, and it's just delicious, and it changes the flavor greatly with a little olive oil, salt, and pepper.
Are you a cauliflower fan, Ebony?
I am. It's a very diverse product. I mean, well, produce. You can do a lot with cauliflower, you know. And now it's gotten so popular, you can even make like bread with cauliflower, you know, a piece of bread. I never tried it, but I've looked at some of the recipes, you know. But cauliflower is well diverse produce, and you can use it in so many dishes. When it comes to produce, I like it raw, you know. So, because it just tastes so much better. But
yeah. Lee, tell us about these cooking improv classes. What kind of skills do they teach?
Well, first of all, they're tons of fun and they're free. So I just want to throw that out there. And it's a wonderful way to hook up with a friend or a relative and say, let's meet and do one of these improv classes. But in my opinion, the most important part of the improv class is simply the knife skills. The number one deterrent for cooking your own food is time. And if you can become more efficient with your chopping of vegetables, how you hold a knife, I think hands down, that's a game changer. I've seen it in classes. I've seen it change people. So that, along with cooking in community and having fun, sharing ideas, all of that together just makes for a really great hour and a half on a Saturday afternoon for an improv class.
Yeah. We're talking about resourceful cooking and getting tips on how to use what we have on hand to save money and reduce food waste. Do you have questions or comments? Or maybe you have some tips that you would like to share with everybody. Give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email talk at wvxu.org. So, Miranda, I'm going to put you on the spot. How much have you been able to reduce your own food waste by using leftovers, whether it's from leftovers from something you made or leftover ingredients or leftover takeout? How successful have you been at your own place?
In my home or at work?
In your home. I know work, you're probably a machine. But
at home, I do have a husband at home that he doesn't have access where he works to fresh food. So a lot of times I am a crock pot person. I slow cooker and I'll do something on Sunday and then I'll feed him till through the week until he gets burned out on it. And then it goes into the freezer as a meal. So then he'll have an array of choices in the freezer for grab and go.
Oh.
And for when I work 12-hour days and come home and don't want to cook, like the freezer's kind of my friend.
Yeah.
So
how long can those freezer dishes last in there?
Asking me, as long as the freezer doesn't go down.
Yeah. Okay. You do not put a formal, like, after 6 months, this much must go.
No, because I usually put it in glassware or Tupperware that's going to keep it free from the elements in the freezer. And if electricity does go out for a certain amount of time, I rehash everything in there and kind of assess what might need to go.
Okay. Lee, how about you? How are you at home? Do you do a pretty good job of avoiding food waste?
I definitely have, since I've begun working at LoSoup, really greatly improved in that area. I think probably one of the things that I see myself doing more often for that, with that in mind, is I just make soup. I love soup. As I always told my husband, I will make you love soup by the time I'm through with you. But
they say you can't change a man. That's not true, is it, Lee?
No, that's not true. But I think that's one of the easiest ways to include. I'm thinking, like, I'll make food for a family. Then I'll have leftover broccoli or leftover chicken or leftover rice. Maybe, you know, not enough to make another meal with. So those are the types of things that are, you know, wonderful to throw into a soup.
Yeah.
So.
How about you, Ebony? Are you pretty good at using every little thing?
Absolutely. I have no other choice. I've raised 4 boys.
Boys eat a lot.
Yeah, they eat a lot, you know. And so just like Miranda was saying, in the beginning of the week, I would cook maybe about 2 different meats and several different sides, and whatever that I didn't have, it went into the freezer. I also learned from my mother and my grandmother, if there's leftover rice, you can do stir-fried rice. Fried rice is something that we eat quite often, and you can be pretty diverse when it comes to that. Also with Lee, soup. I just ate soup this morning because I love soup, so you're not the only one. Soup is another resource that you can put together with several different ingredients, and you can be very creative. So, you know, with those ingredients, you can make soups, you can make desserts, you can make cobblers, puddings, rice pudding, bread puddings. When bread go bad, you have the end of the bread. Don't throw it away. Throw it in the freezer. When it accumulates, make bread pudding.
Ah, I love that idea.
And I'll just add, those leftover cooked items are also wonderful to throw in an omelet in the morning. So heat those up, add them to your eggs, and it just adds a lot of different variety, flavor, nutrition, those sorts of things.
Yeah. Ebony, you have some recipes that you sent to our producer to share with us. One of them is jambalaya, which seems like such a smart way to use up leftover stuff because you can put so many different things in it and make it into magic. What do you need to really get started to make a good jambalaya?
So you need the basic essentials. You need the Holy Trinity, which is the bell pepper, onion, and celery. That definitely gives it its unique flavor. You also need your seasoning. I use Tony's Creole seasoning. No plug, but yeah. I do like Tony's. And I like the one without the salt because I'm able to manipulate it however way I want to manipulate it. And then the third element that you need is your aromatic. You need some type of thyme or oregano. Personally, I use thyme or oregano, whatever I have on hand. And those are your three essential ingredients to make a good jambalaya.
And then what else do you put in there? Just whatever you can
leftover
get your hands
rice,
on.
You know, rice. I'm a rice eater. We're just rice eaters in our family. So we have a lot of rice left over. And jambalaya is a good way. So you start off with a little oil. You start off with your Trinity. And then whatever protein you want to add. I like seafood personally. And then you add your rice. If you have leftover rice, you don't have to cook it. But if you don't, then you have to cook your rice. And then you can also add a tomato-based product like tomato paste or something. I use tomato paste. Again, I like a little sour, so I add a little lemon juice. And then my Creole seasoning, whatever Creole seasoning. Sometimes I make my own Creole seasoning because I don't have any Tony's. So, and it comes out well. Rice, you just don't stir it. You know, if you're doing uncooked rice, you just do two parts liquid and one part rice. And you put that liquid in, bring it up to a boil, put your rice in, and you slow it down all the way down and simmer it for 20 minutes. Turn it off and your rice is cooked.
Okay. Well, gosh, this is all making me pretty hungry. We're going to take a quick break and continue our conversation after a few minutes. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on WBXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about resourceful cooking and making use of what we have on hand to save money and reduce food waste. My guests are La Soupe Chief Culinary and Operations Officer Miranda Mask and Culinary Education Chef Instructor Lee Gorman and Flavors of the Isle owner Ebony Williams. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Ebony, before the break, we were talking about jambalaya. You also have a recipe for chicken and dumplings. What do you need for that and how can you make that? I mean, I think of chicken and dumplings as being something you need like just stacks and stacks of ingredients for, but you say that's something you can make with just leftover stuff?
Absolutely. If you have some roasted chicken that you have left over from the grocery store, you can make it. If you want to do a whole chicken, just throw a whole chicken in a pot, you can do that too. You don't have to worry about cutting it up. But all you need is some chicken. And then the dumplings is just biscuits. You know, broth, I personally use water, a little bouillon. I know I'm cheating there because I'm too lazy to make homemade broth and stuff within the holidays. So
doesn't sound lazy. That sounds like you're making efficiency work for
yeah,
you.
Whatever works, you know, and that's all you need. I do put bell pepper, onion, and carrot in mine because I love to layer flavors of different vegetables. I'm a vegetable lover.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm seeing a bell pepper theme in some of these dishes.
Yeah, I love bell pepper. Bell pepper and onion, I mean, you can't go wrong with that, you know? And then you could just match it up with something else like celery or carrot or both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Miranda, you were talking about putting stuff in the freezer and Lee mentioned frozen bread. You were talking about leftover meals put in the freezer. What about like bones? I mean, are those something you freeze if you want to make your own stock and
yeah,
use that?
Put them in the freezer and when I have enough, that'll fill my largest pot at home, making my own stock, and then even freezing that. So then in the future, I can take that out and use it as needed. So I don't have to buy any stock. Or I also, at home and at work, cheat with the fortified base. But it goes a long way, and it makes something that's good to something that's really great.
Yeah. We do have a caller on the line. Hey, Merida, thanks for calling. What's your question or comment?
Oh, hi. My comment is I take all my vegetable peeling, such as potato peel, carrot top, green onion top, even lemon peels, and I put them in the bag into the freezer. And then when I have enough, I make vegetable stock.
Oh, that's a great tip. Yeah. Thanks, Merida. Thanks for calling. That sounds great. Is that something that you like to do too, Lee, or as a soup person?
I'll just piggyback on that. I think that's brilliant. And so I just 2 days ago did the same thing. I always save my vegetable peelings. I sort of have a chronic vegetable tray out at my house kind of before, like for appetizer time of day, just to, you know, get fresh vegetables in my family. And I save all of my trimmings, nothing cruciferous. So primarily, like she mentioned, I do carrots, onions, celery, parsley, things like that. Not broccoli, cauliflower, nothing along those lines.
And why not broccoli and cauliflower? Do they?
It makes your broth bitter.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Right. So I just keep them in a Ziploc. I keep them in the freezer. And so what I did this week is I just like we've kind of talked about cheating and getting a rotisserie chicken from the grocery, I save even those bones that have been cooked once, put them in a Ziploc bag in the freezer. So what I did this week was just put my bones and my vegetable trimmings in a crock pot overnight, and I made homemade broth that I could then cool, defat, and make a homemade chicken soup. And I even add a little bouillon to boost the flavor. So it's a wonderful way to get that nutrition and to cut down on waste as well.
That's great. Thanks for that call, Meredith. We sure appreciate it. We got an email from Dan. Dan writes, after using leftovers as much as possible, what about waste or expired ingredients? Do they go into the garbage? What do you think? I mean, I know...
It goes back to your sense of smell.
Right.
Taste, sight, and even feel. And if it's, you'll know when it's not going to be something that you want to put in your body or in your any of your pots.
Yeah.
So just using that, the more that you experiment with it, the more that you'll know, oh, this is still good. This is still quality. That date, you know, I've had lettuce last in my fridge for well over a week past its date that was Best Buy.
Mm. Okay.
So, Miranda, are you saying leftover broccoli shouldn't be slimy? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly. Some of those pre-cut vegetables that you might get at the store will go bad quicker. So even buying at the store something more bulk, and the larger that it is, the more in case it is in its own natural, you know, shell, the leaves on the corn, those will help last much longer. So if you know that you're the type of person to maybe have a drawer full of vegetables that tend to kind of get forgotten, go with the bigger bulk stuff that have the protective casing. And then when you're actually ready to use it, then it should probably still be okay.
Yeah. Well, and that feels important because you said not slimy broccoli, but sometimes you get that wombly broccoli. I don't know if wombly is the right word, but it kind of...
A little soft is not mean it's bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's just, if you're looking for black spots, and I'm not trying to get too...
icky.
Yeah, too icky. In the words we're using. But
yeah.
If it's soft, it's usually still not bad. Even your tomato, if it's soft, it doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just starting to look at the end of its life.
Okay.
But looking for those moldy black spots is no.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't tempt that.
What about compost? Is that something that you use, Ebony? Are you a composter? If you really, really have something that you can't use, and it sounds like that is not a common occurrence for you, but do you ever compost?
I don't. Okay. I would love to. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't, at home, I don't have the space. So that's a goal of mine, so not only compost, but also to start gardening, especially a lot of the aromatics that I use. Because I use thyme all the time, but, you know, just time. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't have the time to grow your time.
I'm a little lazy. When I come home, I want to go to bed.
That does not sound lazy to me. When you own a business, there's no way you can be lazy. That's for sure. Do you see this, Leah, as primarily a way to save money, to reduce food waste? When you're really approaching these, making use of all this stuff, what's your prime driver with that?
I think I really feel like accomplished if I reduce food waste, if I'm completely honest. Certainly, I love not having to buy a random ingredient that I'll use one time that costs $4.99. For sure, I mean, I'm economically minded, but I think I feel accomplished when I'm able to use what I've purchased and, you know, create an extra meal or two out of it. I feel skilled in that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Ebony? Is it more about the cost, about the, you know, reducing food waste, a little from column A, a little from column B?
For me, it's more the creativity. I'm an artist by heart. So I love food and I love to create. So, and then again, you do feel proud when you can take chicken and you can make several different dishes out of it. Or turkey. That's another one that I like to play along with. Yeah. Around this season. So, yeah, I mean, you feel accomplished, but you can also be creative. You can be yourself and just get in there and just do whatever you like.
Yeah. Miranda, are there some foods that people typically think of as being spoiled or bad that can still be used and made into something tasty? I'm thinking, like, what about apples that don't look super good? Can you make them into applesauce?
I think go for a myriad of pretty much anything that's in your fridge. Apples that start to get spotty, then you can just peel them and cut around the bad spots. One of my new favorite things to do with one of the things that we would waste a lot is the whole lemon. So after you juice it, zest it, get everything that you want out of it, you can remove the seeds, cover it with water in a small pot, get it really soft. And at La Soupe, we end up pureeing limes and lemons and using that to fortify the acid in our soups. And just for our fundraiser a couple weeks ago, I made pound cake and muffins from the whole lemon puree. So the only thing that was wasted was the seeds.
Wow, that's impressive. Ebony, you've got some dessert recipes that you shared with us too that have some flexibility. Do any of your desserts involve rice? You talked about all this rice that you have that you love to have around. Talk to us about that and some of these flexible dessert recipes.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my mom used to make rice pudding and bread pudding all the time. So that's why I mentioned bread pudding and rice pudding. You got leftover rice, you throw it into a bowl, add egg, milk, sugar, and some vanilla. And milk, and you just mix it up, and you have a pudding, and you put it in the oven, and you bake it. It is good, and it's good over ice cream, you know. Again, when she was talking about the food that goes bad, we grew up on a farm. Even though we were in the city of Detroit, we still had a farm. And we had apple trees and pecan trees and things, and things would go bad. And so that's where the cobbler come from. You know, whenever we had things we couldn't can, we will make it into a cobbler or into a pie because you can't, one apple do spoil the whole bunch, a whole batch. So, cobblers is another thing. Fruit cobblers, very easy. You cook it. If it's going bad, cook it. And then later you can freeze it.
Wow. These are all such good tips. How helpful is it to plan ahead, Lee? I mean, does it help when you're deciding what you're going to be shopping for? Do you like to plan ahead for meals for the whole week so you don't buy too much? I mean, how much is planning a part of all this?
Yes, I try to limit going to the grocery as much as I possibly can. So I think planning ahead definitely makes lots of sense. And I'm kind of in transition where I'm an empty nester sometimes, and my kids are like, "Hey, we're coming home for dinner." So I'm still trying to figure out, you know, the dance, where that usually means I have to run back to the grocery.
Yeah, the bob and the weave.
Correct. But I think that absolutely makes things. And then, you know, you sort of just know Monday what you can do, prep a little bit for Tuesday so that you're not you know, cooking for 4 hours on a Tuesday evening, you know, if you have a little extra time on Monday. So I think that is definitely, I'm going home today and starting to plan for Thanksgiving, delegating and whatnot. And so it's essential for something as big as that.
And Miranda, you're clearly a planner. If you're getting stuff in the crock pot and making a week's worth of meals, you must be a good planner.
I'm usually a last-minute planner.
A just-in-time
I'm like,
planner.
Oh, I got to use that. Okay, what are we going to do?
Yeah. Yeah. I can relate to that.
Yeah. Ebony, are you a planner? Do you really think about a week's worth of meals, or are you
sometimes
too busy?
I am also an empty nester. Well, my kids are still grown, but they still come.
Yeah.
And eat up everything and right. My house. Whole other issue on the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am a planner. I just cook one meal maybe for myself. Like, again, I like soup, and I'll eat off of that, maybe two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just get the essentials. You need eggs. Yeah. You need butter. You need sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Those things.
I need sugar.
Just keep
at
the
my
essentials.
House.
You can make anything.
Yeah. We do have another caller on the line. Hi, Melissa. Thanks for calling. What's your question or comment?
Hi. My comment was just to follow up on the composting question. I just wanted to put out there that if you can't compost at home, or you don't have the space to do that, the Civic Garden Center has some resources. The City of Cincinnati's website, if you Google Cincinnati composting, they have both free and paid resources out there. So if you don't have space, or you live in an apartment or something like that, there are still opportunities out there.
Okay. Thanks, Melissa. We appreciate that. Well, and that there's more composting available all the time, I guess. So, well, I've been talking with La Soupe Chief Culinary and Operations Officer Miranda Mask and Culinary Education Chef Instructor Lee Gorman and Flavors of the Isle owner Ebony Williams. Thank you all so much for your time today. It's been lots of fun. It's made me really hungry, but that's the risk of having this show during the noon hour, I guess.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Technical director is Marshall Verbsky. Rob Fetters composed this theme music. If you miss our program live, you can find Cincinnati Edition wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thank you so much for listening.